at the end of this school year, the vast majority of American school children had access to in-person learning. But high school graduations aren't quite back to normal yet. Our member station reporters went to ceremonies in Louisiana, Oregon, and Maryland, each with their own pandemic twist. We start with Aubrey Juhas outside New Orleans.
After a year of hybrid learning, school leaders at Edna Carr High School wanted to give their seniors a normal graduation, or as normal as possible. So they split the graduating class in half to allow for social distancing, then held identical indoor ceremonies back to back. On a cloudy spring morning, students with last names that start with A through J file into the nearby Civic Center with their families, who came ready to make some noise.
Good afternoon, families.
It looks like a pretty normal graduation. The valedictorian gives a speech, and the guest speaker offers words of encouragement. Diplomas are awarded.
Families, the moment you have been waiting for.
And tassels moved. Then, as soon as the first ceremony wraps, the sequence of events starts all over again. Valedictorian Ashanti Aaron gave her speech twice.
I was very more relaxed the second time around, but I still had the little jitters.
She says graduation was extra special because it was the first and only time the class of 2021 gathered this year, albeit in separate groups.
Even though it wasn't all of us together, I feel like it was the best we could do, and I'm happy to have seen everybody, some familiar faces, some unfamiliar faces. It was just amazing.
Outside the Civic Center, Edna Carr parent Heather Morris says watching her daughter Taylor graduate felt like a big milestone.
Well, however it was going to be, I was going to be here regardless. It wasn't going to stop me. Rain, hail, storms, hot waters, I'm coming, and I'm here. And we did it.
Taylor's aunt pulls a rolling boombox from the trunk of her car, transforming the parking lot into a dance party.
One, two, three.
The family snakes their way through the crowd and others join in. It's a second line parade of sorts, a New Orleans staple at funerals, weddings, and graduations. For many, it's a celebration of life and a sign of better times ahead. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Juhas in Kenner, Louisiana.
And I'm Elizabeth Miller in Troutdale, Oregon. If two graduation ceremonies sounds like a lot, imagine about 600 of them for just one school. That's how Reynolds High, one of the largest high schools in Oregon, decided to handle commencement this year. Each graduate got their own ceremony at one of four stations spread throughout the school's campus east of Portland. Senior Alex Lazowski-Pierce is the first to graduate at the gym station. He picks up his diploma and poses for pictures, first alone, then with his family. In the background, an announcer reads a short bio.
One of his favorite activities and experiences here is being a barista at the school coffee shop. Ladies and gentlemen, the first 2021 graduate, Alex Lazowski-Pierce.
I'm really proud that I got this far. It meant the world to me.
He stands next to his mom, Crystal Lazowski-Pierce, outside the gym.
It was really quick, but it's been a long road to get here, and it was definitely, I'm going to cry later.
Awesome. Down the hall at another station, a DJ rotates through different versions of Pomp and Circumstance to keep things fresh.
First, we can identify you.
The ceremonies only last a few minutes, and then it's on to the next graduate.
Put your hands together for Josiah Rogers from the class of 2021.
Graduate Josiah Rogers brought his dad, siblings, uncle, and youth pastor.
I kind of do like the serene part of it. It's like kind of quiet, not too loud. It's individual. I kind of like that as well.
Let's give it up for Caitlin Benson.
In the multipurpose room, a DJ adds an applause track to fill out the sound of graduate Caitlin Benson's family cheering. Some of Benson's family traveled from out of state to be here. But she's sad she isn't with her friends, and she mourns the big traditional ceremony they missed out on.
Yeah, I wish we could have done that or at least scheduled it so that our friends could graduate together. But, I mean, I guess I just need to enjoy what I got, so.
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Miller in Troutdale, Oregon.
And I'm Debbie Trung in Middle River, Maryland. Washington Lenton Public Charter School is in Washington, D.C., but this year's graduation ceremony happened at a drive-in theater east of Baltimore.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Congratulations!
Families crammed into cars for the 1.5-hour drive, then set up lawn chairs and picnic blankets for a pre-ceremony tailgate.
What you're seeing here tonight is that in the midst of all the challenge, in the midst of all the chaos, there was still joy.
That's head of school Peter Anderson. Before the ceremony, class speaker Amaya Tatum poses for photos with friends in a maroon cap and gown, a white stole draped on her shoulders. Like the students in New Orleans, graduation was the first time her class had all gathered this year. Tatum wanted her speech to convey one message to her peers.
We are survivors, and if we're able to survive a pandemic, we shouldn't let the smaller things get to us.
18-year-old Amalia Nienstadt says graduating felt particularly special this year.
It's so much sweeter knowing how difficult this year was and how, like, we finally made it, you know?
After the sun sets, it's showtime. Anderson lays down some ground rules. Kazoos and loud cheers are welcome. Honking is not.
What a year! And what a triumph on the part of these students who have made it this far.
Students make their way to the stage in small groups.
Emmanuel, Keith, Adams!
A live feed on the drive-in movie screen shows graduates walking across the stage and accepting their diplomas. Lightning flashes across a dark sky, and the graduates are thrown yet another curveball.
All right, everybody. So the natural world, once again, seems to have this class in its crosshairs. We have to shut down for 20 minutes because there's lightning. Just stay put. Just hang on.
A short while later, Principal Diana Smith is back with an update.
Oh, Lord. This year.
A severe thunderstorm watch for the area means the ceremony has to be cut short. The rest of the diplomas will be awarded in the morning at the school.
I am so sorry. This is a fitting end to this year. Thank you, everybody.
Families scramble into their cars as rain begins to fall. For NPR News, I'm Debbie Trung in Middle River, Maryland.
Debbie Trung of member station WAMU, along with Aubrey Juhas from WWNO and Elizabeth Miller of Oregon Public Broadcasting.